have an awfully big penis for a Mexican.
From Skull Records, it's the End of the Shell Show. Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise. In today's show, Jack White, he hates the internet. We talk with Katie Costello, Erica Badu. She's going nude. We're going to talk with the film freak. And how have the singles and album charts changed since we've last checked out our countdown? We're going to fill you in. We want you to enter the shell. Everyone today is dressed in their Sunday best. That we even brought some, what would you call these?
They are sushi peeps.
Sushi peeps.
I think they are the most ingenious freaking thing that we've ever.
And they're delicious. So for people that don't understand, it's like, it looks like a sushi roll, but it's candy. So it's got the little marshmallow peeps in the middle, and then it's got the the Rice Krispie treats wrapped instead of what do they use to wrap it with?
That's
fruit by the foot.
Foot. Instead, instead of what the eel skin or whatever they usually
use. They use seaweed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's a party in my mouth, and I think everyone is invited.
Whoa.
Hey.
Ayo. Nonetheless, it's delicious.
Yeah. Let's see if everyone's been invited to your mouth with the singles countdown. Let's take a look at that. We're going to take a look at the top five selling singles and albums this week as per iTunes. And at number five, we have Baby with Ludacris and everybody's favorite Justin Bieber.
Have you seen those? Justin Bieber has that new website, the Lesbian Biebers.
What?
Yeah.
You gotta check the same hair as him or what?
Well, a bunch of lesbians look just like Justin Bieber. And they have this new website. Checked it out on TMZ. They actually look like Justin Bieber. It's a bunch of lookalikes. They're lesbians. Go figure.
Oh my gosh.
Capitalizing on the Bieber. And at number four, we have Break Your Heart featuring Ludacris with Teal Cruz.
Coming in at number three. I think I took yours, Kai.
That's okay. You're a rude boy. coming in at number three this week, holding on for 2 weeks now, we've got Rude Boy by Rihanna. And, you know, I actually really like this song.
Well, I got to say, Nothing on You featuring Bruno Mars. B.O.B. holding on 2 weeks. Yes, congratulations. That's it.
And your number one single on the countdown.
White People.
Train.
White People.
I am so over this. This is my Owl City.
This is your new Owl City?
This is my new Owl City.
Yeah, they killed it. I've heard it too much, I think.
This is like like if one of the Dashboard Confessional guys ate like 10 of these and just threw up. All right, let's get into the albums. At number five, Need You Now, Lady Antebellum. And at number four, it's good to see these guys. It's the Wu-Tang Presents The Wu Massacre. And that's Raekwon, Method Man, Ghostface, Killa.
Heck yeah. And not the lesbian version. This is the real deal. Bieber, he's back. His album, My World 2.0, holding on at number three this week.
Coming in at number two, New Amrique, Part 2, Return of Annika. Erica Badu, she's back in the news and back in doing things.
Back in my pants.
And at number one, Raymond versus Raymond, we got Usher.
Heyo. Hey, I saw a performance of Usher on Ellen the other day, and you know, he did not sound that good to me. Like he used to. Maybe it's because he's been out of the game, out of performing for a while.
Or maybe it's you're getting old.
Yeah, maybe I'm over Usher. Well, listen, if you want to take a closer look at these top five singles and albums, just log on to enterthetheshell.com. We've got a lot of good stuff there. You can check out our blogs every week. We're really trying to bring you up to date with the hottest artists that are getting the most download action on iTunes. So again, take a closer look. It's enterthetheshell.com. It's that easy.
And while you're there, try not to blow out your eardrums, because you got to read Sarah's. If you do blow out your eardrums, don't worry, because you can always read. Read Sarah's blogs. She's reviewing this this week's album review is Congratulations by MGMT. Love these guys. Check it out. Got two great songs on it. Congratulations. And Someone's Missing. You got to find them. You got to find this blog. It's awesome. And you got to check out her cover reviews because, yes, I did recommend this one. One of my favorite all-time songs. Debuted on David Letterman and featured in that great, great Michael Myers movie, So I Married an Axe Murderer. Awesome. The Laws, their one-hit wonder. And it's being covered by another one of my favorite chick bands, the Cranberries. Yes, it's a little mushy, and yeah, you can make out to your chick to it if you want, because there she goes.
Sixpence None the Richer.
Sixpence None the Richer, yes. And I got to give a little shout-out to... I love Clay. Clay's my girl. I do. But I get, every time I hear this song...
Don't do it. She's going to get
second,
mad.
My second... My second... Because Clay's always my number one girl. But my second... I'm going to say Sarah. This song will always remind me of that. Just a moment. Not anything bad. Just the innocence and the cuteness.
And you're not getting any tonight.
And I'm not getting any tonight, but hey, I don't have to worry about it. I wasn't getting any anyway.
Oh, Niner. Now you're not getting any for the rest of the week.
maybe we should talk about last week's Artist of the Week. That was Erykah Badu and her loss of innocence. And I'm talking about this new video that Erykah Badu just came out with.
Love her.
Window Seat. Now, if you've seen this video and it's gone viral like crazy, like if nobody's wearing a condom, outrageous.
It's totally viral.
Beyond viral. I caught something from it. She's walking around in Texas and she's walking to where JFK got assassinated.
Yes.
Now, as she's walking, she's slowly taking off all of her clothes, and right at the spot where he got assassinated, she is completely naked. Now, she did this with unbeknownst to all the tourists that were there. And there were kids around, you know, watching, going, what the hell is going on here? And she got naked, and then she fell down like she got shot. Well, those crazy coppers
very
got
artistic.
A hold of this. Yeah, very artistic. These crazy coppers got a hold of this. And obviously, because somebody probably called and
said, like, yeah.
Why is there a naked, you know?
Oh, I would have totally called on her.
Why?
I would have called, because naked that girl. That is a desecration of a national monument. That was the last great president that this country had. And he was assassinated on that place. And that's very historical. I mean, that's extremely sacrilegious. I mean, that was Camelot. That was our last great chance of being a great nation that was killed. And she went and desecrated it like that.
But imagine if you were a little boy and the first set of tits you saw were hers.
Hey, you know what? It would have been like that if we were watching National Geographic, okay?
You know, I don't know if this was more of an artistic message than anything. She knew what she was doing. And because of it, she got tons and tons of viral hits and... at the expense of 500 clams.
And
so,
tons and tons of viruses.
Yeah. So for $500, she got a great viral message, and hey, we're talking about her. So I think it worked in her part.
So we're going to go naked. So we continue on with our female artist kick, and you guys know that I'm loving this, that we are having all these fantastic women on the show. Tonight, we're talking to Katie Costello, and we are so excited to have her on the line in the studio with us this evening. Katie, hello.
Hey.
Hey. Well, welcome to the show. We're
hey,
so
guys.
Excited. We just saw.
Oh,
we,
my God.
We were just listening to all your music, and we got it all in the short period of time that we've all been together.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay, it's, wonderful.
It's been great, and I was telling them how big of a kazoo enthusiast you are, and which is hard to find.
And it shows through your music.
It's a tough instrument. I mean, listen, I mean, a lot of technique, a lot of time, a lot of practicing, a lot of scales.
You're kind of a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. So you've been now in New York for about a year now. You moved from Hermosa Beach out there. And how's been New York treating you? And have you missed anything since you've been out there from New York?
I definitely miss the West Coast. I definitely miss the weather. It's consistent and great, and of course I miss my family. I have to say, New York, I have nothing but good things to say about her. She's fantastic.
Her.
she she's a lady. New York is a lady. She's my favorite lady. I'm living in Brooklyn, and it's just the best place in the world. I couldn't be happier.
Go Dodgers.
Awesome. So you're not missing Tommy's, you're not missing In-N-Out, nothing like that?
You know what? I don't know that I am. I don't know that I am.
Wow.
There's a lot of fantastic burger places and pretty much fantastic versions of nearly everything here. So,
well, fine. Why don't you just stay in New York? Don't come back.
Okay, we don't want you anyway.
Yeah. All right, Katie Costello. Okay.
So you got for Pink's, you have Papoos. So you got that free trade off.
Oh yes, definitely. I've thankfully come out to the West Coast enough that it's been a good balance. I've been actually back and forth quite a bit, and that's been really, really nice. So
that's awesome.
So let us know about this recent launch that you did with your web series, and you got a bunch of albums coming out, and it's just sounding really great. And you can catch all of Katie's YouTube videos if you go to her YouTube. It's youtube.com Katie Costello Music. Let us know a little bit about what you're doing there.
Oh yeah, thank you. Really inspired by my friends in New York. They've done a lot of videos on YouTube, and for the release of my next record, which is going to be called Lamplight, I'm at the tail end of mixing everything and getting everything together, all the artwork, and as I'm sure every creative person and really every person deals with is like, I'm done with this record, but how do I stay in it? How do I stay engaged? How do I keep myself, attached to these songs and what they mean and what I'm doing? Because, as soon as you're done, you're like, all right, next thing, let's do it.
Okay.
So this YouTube series was great because I'd never done anything like it. And it's called Launch to Lamplight. And essentially what I'm doing is I'm playing all the songs from the record live in my living room of my apartment and posting them every couple of weeks or so, just to give people an opportunity to hear the songs, to know them before they hear the versions on the record.
Very awesome. Ooh. Now, is it keeping it fun for you doing it this way?
Yeah, you know what? It's I experienced some minor complications at first when I discovered that my keyboard actually wiggled in the screen as I was playing piano violently. So I had to sort of like do all of these funny makeshift ways in which to not have the piano dance in the screen. It's been great. It's been really fun, and it kind of makes me, re-fall in love with the songs, being able to play them and post them and, get feedback and all that stuff.
That is so cool. I love the fact that you play the keyboard. I do too.
Oh, yay!
Yay, we can play the keyboard together. Except yay, I'm not going to New York. I'm staying here. So, you are a New York girl right now, but let's not forget that you do hail from Hermosa Beach here in California.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been told that you like to collect pebbles on the beach and you write your music. And you do spend a lot of time at the library, which I think is very interesting. And I just would like to know, what's your fascination with public libraries? Is there something that I need to know?
I hope that everybody gets to experience a beautiful public library because, one, I think libraries smell fantastic. I love the smell of books more than anything. It's fantastic. But really more than that, so many public libraries are beautiful. I mean, they're architecturally amazing. They're historical. The biggest attraction to me is the fact that you're in a room with all of these amazing works of art. You're kind of in a room with every thought ever,
Totally.
Yeah.
To some degree. And that's a really, it's kind of like you're amongst greatness, and that feels nice. Yeah. I think that's kind of a powerful thing to experience.
Do you feel inspired, like when you're at the library? I mean, I know that like every musician, every artist has a different place that they like to, you know, get inspired. Do you ever find yourself actually writing lyrics or reading something in the library, and you're like, ooh, I want to sing about that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like I've actually written some of my favorite songs after reading a book, and it's never really like directly about, you know, the plot of or the theme of the book or anything. But I think the more movies you watch, the more books you read, the more things you do, essentially, you have more to think about. It's not a matter of, you know, you have an original thought or not, but you just sort of, you know, it's just a little bit, more food for thought.
Totally. Yeah, I noticed when we received Kaleidoscope that you like to have fun with your music. You use like, there was like some drunken, intoxicating like chatter underneath, and like there's all these different like sounds. Is that part of what goes into like the game plan in your recording process, or is that kind of just happen sporadically?
Well, those drunken spirit voices that I think you're talking about, which I decided to call them drunken spirit voices because for whatever reason there was something spiritual about them. I think you go into every recording project with a game plan, with an idea of what you want sonically, et cetera. But ultimately, you sort of end up hanging out, and you're kind of, you know, in a dark, weird room, and you're like, I guess we're making music. This is weird. Let's do some weird shit. I don't
know. Works for me.
Yeah. So I that's really my favorite part of recording is just, you know, you go in there with an idea, and it ends up transforming and changing, and you end up with something that you really never anticipated, which is great, you know.
So talking about anticipating, you've been taking a new approach to getting to know your fans, and by being a part of a house concert. Now, what's a house concert?
Well, I've actually only participated in a few house concerts, but essentially there's, you know, official and non-official networks of people that host musicians at their home, and they invite their friends, or they invite the people that they've, you know, had subscribed to their mailing list, or, you know, et cetera. And it's in the limited experiences I've had in house concerts, it's amazing because you play for an audience of people that are there to listen to you, and there's something really moving about that. It's so nice to play to an audience of people that want to hear your music, and not only that, but, you know, they love music. They're professional music listeners. And, you know, I want to think of myself as a professional musician, so I want professional music listeners to hear me.
Totally.
You know, because it's just a, you know, it's a fantastic experience. So me and a friend, Joey Ryan, are planning on organizing a house concert tour, hopefully in the fall. So, you know, cool. We're in the beginning stages of organization, but that's what we're planning on doing because it's just really fun. Really nice.
That's awesome. And those and kind of the intimacy of those settings is nice. Well, listen, I wanted to talk to you about my favorite song that I listened to so far is Isn't It Lovely? And I really like how it starts out with an accordion and kind of how the song deals with, you know, needing to take the time to slow down and really enjoy life. And I know that living in New York, I spent some time in New York after college, and I know that it's a really fast-paced lifestyle. I mean, how are you dealing with that transition?
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. It's the craziest and weirdest place in the world that I've seen thus far. and it's a perverted amount of fun to live here. but it's also, I mean, it is really overwhelming. I mean, it's loud. There's so many people. There's so many things going on. It's really easy to feel completely overwhelmed. So, I mean, and that song you said it perfectly, is just a statement of, you know, let's take a moment and look at ourselves in the grand scheme of everything and just calm down, because it's going to be okay. It's fine. Like, you know, we have no choice other than to believe that it's going
to
be fine.
Just to get over it. Right. And I think that that's totally true. And I think that people should probably take a second and check out, you know, Katie's music. You're on what? MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. You're everywhere. Yeah,
but check out.
I'm everywhere.
Yeah. But check out your new series, and that's on your YouTube and youtube.com/Katie Costello Music to just basically, you know, see you and see those stripped down versions of your song that we all enjoy so much. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And did you want to say anything or promote anything or give anything away?
Wink, 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 wink.
Oh, nudge, nudge. Well, I would love to give signed copies of my current album Kaleidoscope Machine, and you can obtain this fantastic prize by becoming a fan of Enter the Shell on Facebook.
Woohoo!
Cool.
You can contact them via the interwebs and snag a limited copy of this special, amazing gold-plated record.
Oh, Katie, we love you.
Yeah. Offer excludes gold plated.
I am lying slightly, but I am mostly genuine.
All right, thanks so much for coming on the show, and we look forward to hearing your music out in the summer and getting to know a little bit more about you, Katie Costello.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks, all right.
Guys.
Whitney Houston postponing a little bit of her European trip because of a upper respiratory infection.
How appropriate.
Wink,
exhale.
Wink.
Exhale.
Right?
It's from smoking all that damn crack, Whitney.
Is it? Do you think it is?
Oh, she freaking ruined her lungs doing that stuff. I'm surprised that girl don't have CHF.
Well, you are the doctor in the house now.
She's going to die.
I know it. She's saying that this was caused due to allergies.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Okay. In her defense, it is springtime. Things have blossomed. We've had a little more rain than usual, thanks to global warming. And, you know, it could be possible, but I'll say that her past, indiscretions has contributed to her.
Do you think she's still smoking crack?
I think she's still smoking. She better be smoking crack because she ain't got Bobby.
She told Oprah that she wasn't.
Yeah. Well she also.
Everybody tells Oprah what she wants to hear, though.
That's like going to church and telling the priest, "Oh, I don't smoke crack," but then you go around, you know. Yeah. I don't have sex out of wedlock.
Yeah.
I told Oprah I was a virgin, so I guess we do all lie. All right.
Oh,
Whitney.
Jack White coming in, starting his own Seven Nation Army, a Seven Nation Army that will not spread online because Jack White hates the interweb.
Well, because he hates Al Gore, and Al Gore invented the internet.
And he doesn't know how to type. You know, and
this is the thing that I hate sometimes about artists is that, you know, they take just this weird point of view just for the sake of being weird. Now, I'm not saying Jack White, you know, did that, but I do think he was kind of being misleading when he made that statement. Because let's face it, we all look at you can't go anywhere without there being some sort of Wi-Fi or something. We need the interweb, unfortunately.
Oh, we do. I mean, the web is the one thing that keeps us going. I mean,
who else? What are you going to do without it?
we could probably, I don't know, go to Kai's Celebrity Corner if we wanted. I'm just saying.
There's nothing as good on the web as Kai's Celebrity Corner right here on Enter the Shell Music News. Here's a look at what's happening in Hollywood this week. I got a lot of couple drama for your mama to talk about. Now, let's talk about Jesse James. This mother... Listen, he's undergoing treatment for personal issues. Yeah, from hanging out with Tiger Woods a little too much. I guess his attorney says that when it's all said and done, he wants the same people who were living in his house before all this happened to still be living there. He wants to save this marriage with Sandra Bullock. What do you guys think?
Not going to happen.
She's done. Now there's rumors surfacing too that she's might be pregnant.
No, I heard the rumor. The real rumor is that there was a sex tape that Sandra Bullock did.
That's actually very funny that you say that, because I have a little update on that, and we're going to put it on the web. Sandra Bullock actually, for the first time out of all of this drama that's been going on, she has broken her silence. She denies any sex tape with her and her husband, Jesse James.
I want to see that sex tape.
So much that this probably totally hurt him to hear this. She said there is no sex tape. There's never been one.
Hold on.
And there will never be one.
Hold on. Now, she was with Jesse James. Jesse James was formerly married to a
porn star.
So Sandra
Bullock.
He probably
has a sex addiction. No.
I think Sandra Bullock has got to be into some pretty kinky stuff to keep her man. I mean, this girl's got to be like doing flips, or she's into gymnastics, or something.
It's just so crazy though, because all of the interviews that I've seen with other celebrities talking about Sandra and Jesse, they're like, they're the perfect couple. He's so sweet, blah 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 blah. And did you guys see the picture? I mean, these girls are like tatted from head to toe.
They are so smoking hot.
180 of Sandra. Like, she's got to take that personal.
Well, I mean, Jesse James was 180. I was shocked when they were married, when she got together with him.
But I think she's so precious.
She blindsided us.
She's precious. Anyways, let's talk about another couple that's breaking it off. They spent 5 years together. Jim Carrey, Jenny McCarthy. It's good.
I was over
I
that.
I like them.
I was over that couple.
I thought they were funny.
No. I like them as a couple.
So who do you guys think Jim Carrey's going to date next?
Some smoking hot 21-year-old.
Oh, hell yes.
He's hilarious. I would like to do lunch with him. I think he's funny.
You'd like to do him.
Yeah.
Not so much.
This next date is going to be you.
Okay, listen. That might happen. Okay, so let's talk about Screech from Saved by the Bell, a.k.a. Dustin.
No!
Dustin Diamond is his name.
No,
remember a couple years ago, he actually got into some porn. He did a XXX flick.
Yeah.
Because he was about to lose his home. Well, now Wells Fargo just reported they have legal papers claiming that Screech is more than $290,000 behind on his mortgage, and the bank wants to foreclose on his property. It's in Wisconsin. And I don't know, poor guy.
Poor guy, no.
No, you guys are dork. No.
He's a total creep.
He is. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the Screech.
Well, let me tell you who I am a big fan of, and that would be Mr. Milo the blogger. Every week on enterthesheell.com, check out our award-winning blog section. That's where Milo does an artist of the week, where he's highlighting who he thinks is the cat's meow. Now, this week, one of the most anticipated albums of the year was just released this Tuesday by our artist of the week. Do you know who this is? Here's a clue. This Georgia Peach has been called the female version of Jesse James. James Brown.
No, and Jesse James.
She just released her fourth studio album. She was recently featured on Michael Bublé's album.
Oh.
And she's one of the lead singers of a new funk soul movement. So if you check out our blog section this Friday, find out who Milo is naming this week's Artist of the Week and how to do the DOP.
Does anybody know who this is?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yeah, anyways.
I have no idea.
And on the phone with us, we have Leo Quinones, the film freak.
Yeah, buddy.
We are talking The Runaways, and you got to see The Runaways firsthand, right?
Yeah, yes, I did. And my question is, why are you talking about The Runaways?
Because, I mean, I think The Runaways were one of the biggest, most influential bands coming out of the 70s and 80s. I mean,
well, you know what? Let me stop you right there. Okay. They weren't the biggest, but they were the most influential. I'll give you half of that, okay? Because, you know, they opened the doors for the Bangles and the Go-Go's and every rocker chick, but they had a minor hit with Cherry Bomb. They did not light, you know, the record store shelves on fire. They just had a, and that's, it's their legacy. Their legacy is bigger than what they actually were.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, if you look at it, you're looking at Joan Jett starting, you know, you're looking at Lita Ford. I mean, right. You're looking at all these great women that came out.
Unfortunately, you're not looking at them because it's about Cherry Curry.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She has the book Neon Angel, but in reality, this is 2010. Okay, we're talking about 19. You're talking about 40 years of separation here. Nobody cares about Cherry Curry. You know what she does now? You go online and you go to chainsawchick.com and she makes chainsaw art. She takes big wood blocks and she makes them into bears. I mean, who
she
cares?
Makes them into bears. Hey,
I gotta say, it's better than selling crack.
the movie, don't go at night. If you really have to find out what happened, you know, with the Runaways, I suggest, you know, maybe find a theater, but just wait for DVD. It's 2010.
Oh, wow.
This all happened in 1976. So it's like, if you waited 40 years, you can wait another 2 months till it comes out on DVD.
But I get what you're saying. But I think that today's music is directly influenced by Cherry Curry, those girls. Look at Paramore. I mean, if you're coming out...
Yeah, but you know what? The film was bad. Let's get some 70s hair. Let's get some 70s costumes. Let's do some average acting, and it just looked like one scene rammed into another, and then in the last 2 minutes, we're going to tell you what happened with Joan Jett. I'm sorry. No one can connect with this film. I just don't get it. I don't get the Runaways.
What about, you know, you had the two vampire girls. You had Dakota Fanning and then Kristen Stewart, right?
Yeah, I think the big revelation here is Dakota Fanning, when I'm looking at her doing the Runaways, I'm seeing potential for a Madonna biopic. She looked really, really incredibly... a spitting image of, you know, an early Madonna, and she'd
wow.
be perfect play Madonna. Now that's somebody that we can actually, you know, all relate to.
Yeah.
So, you know, definitely Kristen Stewart. I thought she did, a great job as Jet. But I think Michael Shannon was way over the top as Kim Fowley, the rock producer. It was way overkill. And you know what? I just gotta say, if a movie's $12, I'm going to wait and I'm going to see something else.
Okay, wow. So what movie would you go see right now?
What movie would I go see right now? That's a good question. What are some of the things
out
there?
Do you ever like a movie, Leo?
No. See, you guys don't even get me. I'm the guy who likes movies all the time. I'm not the film critics. If there's 100 movies, you know, they only like 9 or 10 because those are the Oscar films. I'm the opposite. I like 90 movies. I like to go in and have a really, really good time. That's my whole vibe. How to Train Your Dragon, probably the best movie of the year so far.
Wow.
It's DreamWorks. It's 3D. Kind of got some E.T. vibes to it, you know, and this is the studio that brought us Shrek. If you're going to see something right now, I suggest you skip over Clash of the Titans and you go see How to Train Your Dragon.
See,
well, how about Hot Tub Time Machine? Hot Tub Time Machine is the movie that I am dying to go see. Haven't found the time. How was that?
So much fun. Okay. if you don't have a good time at Hot Tub Time Machine, stay home, okay? It was really a clever twist. I really like Clark Duke. He's the young kid with the glasses.
Yeah.
He was in a Sex Drive. I highly suggest you guys rent Sex Drive. James Marsden, really funny movie. And then, John Cusack, Craig Robinson, Rob Caudry. Listen to this. Rob Caudry, the star, the funny guy in Hot Tub Time Machine, 1.6 million followers on Twitter.
Nice.
Can you imagine? I mean, just say, hey, everyone, would you go see Hot Tub Time Machine for me? What
Please.
A great marketing tool.
Was that the big
oh
black
gosh.
Guy?
No. That's Craig Robinson.
He's the bald guy, Rob Caudry.
Oh, yes.
He's been in a lot of funny movies. And, he was in Harold and Kumar, Escape from Guantanamo Bay. He was in one of my favorites that everyone hates, Heartbreak Kid with Ben Stiller.
I love that. Hey, I love that movie.
Hey, what's that, honey? It's Tri-Tip.
It's Tri-Tip.
Y'all never know.
So movies that are about to come out. What do you recommend us go see?
Movies that are about to come out. You know, as Turtle knows, I'd rather go see a movie with a paying crowd as opposed to a bunch of movie critics that stifle the energy. So I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, believe it or not, Date Night, Tina Fey, Steve Carell.
That looks good.
I'm afraid of that one. That's two different NBC powerhouses coming together, and that can only spell disaster.
They're doing a ton of marketing around LA. Every time I blink or turn the corner, there's a billboard for that movie.
And you know what? Who's releasing it? NBC Universal. So nice. There you go. Right. Nice little marketing deduction there, you guys. I'm really looking forward to, more than anything, I'm looking forward to Russell Crowe in Robin Hood. Because Ridley Scott has directed him, of course, the same director as Gladiator. And Russell Crowe has been dying to do Robin Hood since he was a little kid. So what he did is already Oscar-worthy in my eyes. He took the entire crew to his home in South Wales, and he had them stay there for a couple of weeks, and they did horseback riding. They partied. They played music. They did yoga. And they did tons and tons and tons of arrow archery.
Oh.
Russell Crowe can hit a target with a bow and arrow, no special effects, from over 120 yards away. That's more than a football field.
Nice.
Yeah, so you know what? That's what I look for. That's the kind of effort I look for in a film. And Ridley Scott, great detail. It's not going to look like a bunch of guys put on the costumes and then, hey, we're in a period piece. I really think I'm going to go to that world, and I'm really looking forward to Robin Hood coming out May 14th. I'm even looking more forward to seeing Robin Hood than I am looking forward to seeing Iron Man 2, which is a big statement for me.
That is.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to seeing Iron Man 2.
Man, you know, Leo, I have to give you props for actually having a brain in your head and using it and being a movie critic. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Thanks, guys. What I always say, I'm not a movie critic. I'm just a guy who likes movies.
All right, that's Leo Quinones. He is the film freak. For all your movie answers, go to filmfreak.com. And you have some really cool interviews. I just saw that one with Alice in Wonderland with the star of that.
Well, thanks, man. Well, you know what? There's a great preview up there of Robin Hood. You can check it out, filmfreak.com. And I want to tell all the listeners of your podcast that, you know, we're working on it right now. Pretty incredible, something I'm really proud of, the Film Freak iPhone app, and it's going to be absolutely kick-ass. So thank you guys for letting me plug that, too.
Thanks. And we're going to put your link on our website to make sure everyone goes and checks you out. All right, Leo?
All right, guys. I love you. Thanks.
Right. Love
thanks.
You, Leo.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Bye. All right, bye.
Thanks, Leo.
Well, I suck. Bye.
It's time to give some love, and we have a lot of love to give today.
Woohoo!
So much love that look, if you comment or just be a fan of our Facebook, we're going to give you love. I'm just cutting straight to the chase. Here is the armada of people that we got to thank. Mike, Armada, Jeff, Dave, Miguel, Kat, Cousin Alice, Iris, Wise Guys, Sal, Catherine Sandals, Mayo Carmona, Laura Martinez, Patrick Casa, Cynthia Prieto, Jerry, Susie Rivera, Bernie Elias, Marlena Vasquez, Mark Townsend, Marlene
Sorry,
Alvarado,
everybody.
Abraham, Alba, Darling Heidstand, Tiffany Galindo, Christopher Port, Erica Hernandez, Richard Henry Garcia.
Ooh, and it doesn't stop there. Huh, we have new followers on our Facebook fan page. Join us, would you? Lots of love out to Miss Beautiful Mandy Phillips, Matt Kovacs, M. Poole, Williams, Mervin Claxton, Merv the Perv, Sophia Ramos, Kat Santos, Jamie Snow, Danielle Medrano, Rob Brown, Zach Jennings, Tiffany Kumer, Katie Glather, Neil Tu Proticio.
Nice.
We're giving you
Miriam Alvarado. I love that we have such a diverse crowd. Steven Valdez, Hannah Leva, Tamika Jefferson, Sarah Linda Blad McGrath, Raimundo Chacon, Stephanie Guzman, Janine Shamora. Thank you so much for joining us on Facebook. Keep the love coming. We give it back.
Oh, Danny boy.
Now, this section has been pretty much dug out for obituaries, and I have a very important one to discuss today. A source confirms to E that Nick Jonas is on the market.
Oh.
Having split from on-again, off-again girlfriend Selena Gomez.
No.
Now, we would like a moment of silence as the world pauses to reflect on this oh-so-devastating news.
Tis you, tis you, must go, and I must
die. All right.
All right. Yay. Yay.
All right. There's a lot of stories that we couldn't get to. Go to our newswire, twitter.com/enterthesHow, to read about the stories that we couldn't get to. And here's a sample of some of them. Sting, he's backing legalizing marijuana. You can read about that there.
Yeah, Sting.
Yeah, Lil Wayne launches a prison website.
Fantastic.
And tires are eyed in the crash that injured the Blink-182 drummer. So read about that on our twitter.com/enterthesHow. Demolition 3000 time. Train, Usher, Erykah Badu, Nude, Katie Costello, Window Seat, Runaways, Film Freak, Tour, Respiratory, Nuisance, Jack White. It's done. So, Kai, if you'll open up the envelope and tell us the moral of today's show.
Oh, it's so cute on this Easter paper. All right. Let's
see. That's yellow for a reason. Yeah, and it's a little damp.
Just a tad
weird. All right. The quote.
The moral.
The moral.
The moral.
Because inanimate objects cannot quote.
The moral of this week's Enter the Shell Music News show from the Demoralizer 3000 is, I quote, apparently the library doesn't care about celebrating the day Jesus became a zombie.
It all comes full circle.
But I'll tell you, one person who does care about the library, Katie Costello.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Katie. We love you. We love Enter the Shell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love ourselves. We love you for loving us, but we love ourselves.
So if you want to catch more of Enter the Shell, just log on to intertheshell.com. You can always check out our archives for stuff you've missed. Also, check out that EP because it's hella cool. You can download it on iTunes by going to iTunes and clicking on Enter the Shell. Also, you can check out our YouTube and our Facebook because you saw how we shouted out all our friends on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So go check it out.
Oh, and a reminder. You're going to want to be a friend on our fan page, and you're going to want to give us love because we have 5 autographed CDs from Katie Costello that we are going to be handing out to the most lovable of all lovers on our Facebook page. So give us some love, and we might just hit you up and ask you for your address so you can get some free music. Why? Because we're awesome like that.
Yeah. We are out of here. Go dream. Later.